understanding. I need several men to help me pass out some packets here. If some of the men wouldn't mind to pop up and come up and help me pass out some of these packets. If you have your word, the Bible there, the word of God, turn with me to the book of Philippians chapter 1, please. Philippians chapter number 1. I'm going to read one verse of scripture together, Philippians chapter 1. Let me just remind you what's going on, just in case you weren't here this morning, or just in case you're visiting with us. I've been preaching through the book of Nehemiah in this church, and what a mighty book it is, and how Nehemiah got a burden about the broken down wall around his city. He left his position, went and rallied the people around. Let's just make sure that every family gets a copy of that. And then if we have extras, people can take them home. Let's make sure one per family. If we can do that, that'll be great. So on, unless we've got enough to go all the way around. That's great. I appreciate you being here. What a great number. God bless you for being in God's house tonight. Let me just explain this again. Nehemiah is going back to his city. He's rallied his people. This is all the way through the book of Nehemiah. We're currently studying in chapter 10 of the book. And how he rallied the people to do their individual section of the wall. Find their part of it. Don't look at the whole wall. Just find their section. And as they find their section, now please don't be flipping through that packet. Okay, now class, behave yourself. Just leave it right there on the front. Don't be flipping through it. We'll go through it together, all right? Because I need your attention tonight so everything makes sense, okay? Their purpose was to find their section of the wall and do it with all of their heart. And when everybody did their part and they worked together, the wall was constructed in 52 days. Now, what we're doing in this church is I am applying this to one of our ministries here in our church. Just one of them. There's many ministries. But there's one ministry in particular that I'm applying the book of Nehemiah to. The wall in Nehemiah, if you will, that was divided by sections. We're going to look at one of our ministries that is the ministry on my heart. Now, this, by the way, is the same ministry that's on the heart of our God. And I'm going to explain all of this. This is more like a class setting tonight. And I'm just going to let you in my mind and my heart and pray that the Lord gets a hold of all of our hearts. And I want you to pray this prayer. God, show me the section that you want me to help build. Show me the section that you want me to help build. And let me say this. If you're visiting with us, This what I'm giving tonight applies to the folks in our church who feel like this is the church that God wants you to come to, whether you're a member or not a member. If you feel like this is the place where God wants you, then this is something for you to pray about. And I trust that this will be and all make sense in just a moment. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 27. The Word of God says this. It says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. That you stand fast in one spirit with one mind. Here it is, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Now I've adopted that title for this particular ministry that I'm bringing out. It's entitled Striving Together. Let me say this to you. This church is one church made up of one body of believers. What I'm saying to you is this. We're not in competition with each other. We are striving together for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now let's pray together, and I'm going to speak to you tonight on the outreach ministry of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. I'll explain all this. Let's pray. Our Father, we love you. Thank you. Help me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in the work of a church, you have two major types of ministries. Now, you have a lot of ministries that fall under these two, but you have two major types of ministries. You have what's called the in-reach ministry, and you have what's called the outreach ministry. Let me explain. Here's a good way to understand the difference. The in-reach ministry has to do with inside the walls of the church. Stuff like nursery workers, patrol duty, ushers, choir members, on and on we could go, orchestra people, Sunday school teaching, secretary work, cadets for Christ, you name it, if it takes place inside the walls, that's in reach. Everybody with me so far? And that is the work that takes place outside the walls of this church. That's the Great Commission. And here's what I'm saying to you. Ideally, every person should be involved in both of those ministries. Every person should be involved in some kind of an in-reach ministry. And every person should be involved in some kind of an outreach ministry. Which means this, to have a church that's like our church, it takes a lot of in-reach ministries to keep it going. For instance, the babies are not going to watch themselves. You understand what I'm saying? By the way, if you signed up for nursery duty, bless your heart, show up. Amen. Because let me tell you what happens if you don't. People get stuck back there for service after service after service after service, and they'll burn out, and so would you too. Amen. I'm not preaching on the in-reach ministry, aren't you glad? But what I'm saying to you, if you're doing something on the inside, that is not the part of the wall in the book of Nehemiah. The section of the wall is outreach. I'm applying the wall not to in-reach, but outreach. And let me say this before I get started with the outreach ministry. Praise God for every in-reach ministry that's doing your job faithfully. God bless you. I'm talking about the sound system people. That's an in-reach ministry. God bless you people. Amen. No doubt about it. The nursery workers, the choir members, all these things that go on inside the church, I salute you. God bless you. This church could not and would not function properly without in-reach people. But if you're doing an in-reach ministry, that is not your part of the wall. Your part of the wall has to do with outreach. Now, that being the case, let's look at this together. This outreach ministry that I'm going to be sharing with you. By the way, Luke 14:23 says, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. God, listen to me please. The work of the church does not take place indoors. It takes place outdoors. Listen to me, folks. It's not getting the community in the church. It's getting the church out into the community. That's outreach. And God wants every single one of us to be involved in the outreach ministry of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Now, stay with me here. This outreach ministry has been put together in such a way that every member or somebody who feels like this is the place God would have them, even if you haven't joined yet, where every person like that in this local church can, not that they will, but they can get involved in helping to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get it outside the walls of this church. Now, there's no doubt that it's God's will for all of his children to be involved in reaching our own Jerusalem. You don't even have to pray about that. It's in the Word of God. Now, while each person should already be involved in prayer, everybody should be praying. Everybody should be using word of mouth, inviting people, if you will. Everybody should be exhausting their influence like I preached on this morning. And everybody should be giving gospel tracts out. Everybody ought to be doing that. You understand what I'm saying? On top of this, there are specific sections of the wall of outreach, and there's a section for you to get involved in. Now let me say this up front. If just 10 people who are doing no outreach get involved through this, it'll change our church. Now, I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. If one person really gets lit on fire and they're doing no outreach, but they say, I'll tell you one thing, I'll get started there, it will change our church for the better. Now, here we go. Let me give you some things here to help with our understanding. I'm on page one now. Please don't work ahead of me, okay? Because you're liable to misunderstand and get discouraged and everything else. So wait on me, okay? I know it's tempting, but don't work ahead of me. Look at this first page. Let me just give you some opening remarks. The mandate. Now, I'm not going to read most of these scriptures, but Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 is the Great Commission, where he says, go and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you all, even in the world. Amen. The mandate means a command. Now, what I'm saying is this. Is it God's will for you to be involved reaching out to other people with the gospel? Is it God's will? Sure it is. That's a mandate. God didn't ask you to do it. He's telling you to do it. Okay? The mandate. Number two, quickly, because I don't have a lot of time, the motive. Why should you get involved in outreach? Why should you do it? Well, first of all, you ought to do it because the mandate. But let me just give you a great motive. 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth us. Let me tell you why you ought to do what God wants you to do in outreach. Because he loved you so much, he died for you. And because he loves you, get it, he loves them just as much as he loves you, folks. He died for them just as much as he died for you. And the love of Christ should push us, should motivate us. Number three, the message. When we go out, we have one message. You know what it is? It's the gospel. It's not a social gospel. It's not a gospel where you say, listen, if you get right with God, everything's going to be a bed of roses. That's hogwash. That's charismatic. We're not charismatic. And I'm saying to you, it's the gospel. It's the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the message that we're going to get out outside the walls of this church. By the way, that's the message inside too, just in case you're wondering. It's the gospel. Number four, the mission. What is the mission? Now look at this. It's our desire that through this ministry, the truth of the gospel will be placed into every home, every hand, with a purpose of trying to get it into every heart in that home. Now along with this, we're striving together to touch every home, tell every soul, and train every convert. Now this is the work of God. That's the mission. That's what we're trying to do with outreach. We're trying to get the gospel into every home, try to put it in the hands of every person in that home, and pray God puts it in the heart of those people and they receive Jesus Christ. We're trying to touch every home with the gospel. We're trying to tell every soul about the gospel. We're trying to train every convert to the gospel. That's the mission. The method is the book of Nehemiah. Now, in other words, what we're encouraging the church to do, and I'm so excited about this evening, what we're encouraging the church to do is just like they built the wall in Nehemiah, that's exactly how the work of the church is to be accomplished. There's to be no competition. There's to be no complaining about other ministries. There is to simply for each person who's coming here and feels like this is where God has you, it's for each person to say, okay, there's one wall, there's sections to that wall, God help me find the section you want me to help build, and you put all of your effort into that one section. And as you're doing your effort, and then right along beside you, just like they did in the book of Nehemiah, we preached on all this, it said right along beside them, repaired him, and beside him, repaired him, and beside him, repaired him. We're all in this together, folks. We're striving together, building the outreach wall, trying to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do not look at what I'm getting ready to show you and say, you mean I got to do all of that? No, you don't have to do all of that. I'm asking you to find the one thing God wants you to do. Are you with me now? If you're not, we'll start all over. You're with me, right? Find the one section and build your section and work together for the glory of God. Then number six, let's look at the ministry. What is the ministry? What is this outreach ministry? Now again, each person is urged to seek the Lord as to which of the following sections of this ministry God wants you to be a part of. Now flip the page. I'm going to show you the sections to this wall. Now, here's what we're doing. We are trying to apply this wall in the book of Nehemiah to the outreach wall here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Now, is the inreach section, the inreach ministry, is that important to God? Sure it is. But it's not the wall. Okay? The wall is outreach. That's what I'm trying to drive in your heart. When you think about the wall, it is not inreach, it's outreach. Now, you ought to be involved in the inreach too, but we're focusing on outreach. There's six sections. Six. And may I say this, if God wants you to be in this church, he also wants you to be in one of these six sections. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of locating what section he wants you to help build. Section number one. Notice what I say. I don't say bus ministry. It's bus visitation. There's a big difference. Now let me show you this. I'm just going to read directly here. I don't like doing that a lot, but this just lends itself to it. All over the Tri-Cities area, there are people who can be brought to church with our bus ministry. This is a ministry that provides transportation to those who otherwise would not or could not come to church. For this ministry to be all it can be, workers are needed. Now, obviously, the more workers that are involved in that right here, the more workers that are involved, the more people we bring to the church with the intention of trying to reach them with the gospel. Now, this ministry has the following positions on each bus to fulfill. Number one, you have a captain. Number two, you have an assistant captain. Number three, you have a driver. By the way, if you'd like to help us drive a bus, the church will cover all the expenses to help you get your CDL if you don't have one. Number four, there's the secretary. And number five, there's the runner. Now, let me say this. Not every bus has all five of those on it. Well, let me show you how this ministry works. Due to the different types of visits on the route, get this. On a bus route, if you do not visit your regulars, you're going to lose them. Am I right or wrong, bus captains? You're going to lose them. So you have regular route visitation. Number two, you have new prospect visitation. That's like your door-to-door, trying to locate prospects. You see what I'm saying? Then number three, you have soul winning, which is the families going back in and trying to reach mom and daddy with the gospel. You see what I'm saying? Now, question. Would it please God for all three types of those visits to be made on a bus route? Regular route visitation. Those who are coming just faithfully. Two, new prospects, knocking new doors so you can locate new prospects. VBS is a good example of it. When we're knocking new doors, how many new prospects do we get? Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Then number three, you have soul winning visits. Do you think God is pleased that while the bus captains are out visiting regulars and so on, that somebody be in the homes trying to reach mom and daddy with the gospel? Do you think God would be pleased with that? You listening? The bus captain can't do all that, folks. You know how it works? If you have a bus captain, an assistant captain, a driver, a secretary, a runner, then you take those visits and you divide them among those positions. And what it means is this. Do you realize that if every position would visit 1 hour, that's 5 hours of visitation on that one bus route? And let me say this to you. The bus captain, no doubt, should put more time in than any position. By the way, if you are in one of these positions and you're not visiting, please don't think I'm attacking you, okay? Please don't misunderstand me. I'm just simply trying to show the church so maybe we can get more workers so we can start incorporating this. The bus captain should be putting more time in than anybody. There's no doubt about that. But the bus captain cannot do it all. But if these positions will help, then do you realize that a great number of hours per week can be spent on that bus route, but it's not all on one person, it's on five people now. Am I making sense what I'm saying? Do you understand that if the bus captain puts in 3 hours, which should be minimum, puts in 3 hours and everybody else puts in 1 hour, are you listening? That's 7 hours of visitation 1 week on that one bus route, and I guarantee you the numbers will show it. I guarantee it. Now what am I saying? I'm saying this. This could be the section that God wants you to get involved in. All I want you to do is pray about it. You shouldn't be scared to pray about it, should you? You know how the devil works? I better not pray. God may tell me he wants me to take a bus route. I just don't know if I can do that or not. Are you listening to me? That's not the Holy Spirit putting those thoughts in your mind. That's the devil putting those thoughts in your mind. Let me say something to you. We had somewhere between 15 and 17 people baptized this morning. How many of them were bus kids? Almost all of them. Don't you tell me God's not pleased with the bus ministry. We need help. Amen, bus captains. Amen, Brother John. We need help. This could be the section God wants you to get involved in. Okay? That's section number one. I'll hurriedly get off that one. Amen. Section number two, there's six of them. Let's go through this. Is Sunday school visitation. Now, one of the greatest outreach ministries in the local church is the work of the Sunday school. The Sunday school is the division of our children, youth, and adults into their particular, what I like to call, life stage. Now, when the Sunday school is functioning appropriately and properly, it can become an evangelistic outreach to help bring others in and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me explain. This particular ministry has the following positions to fill in each department. Number one, with children, you have a child superintendent. You have a child teacher, you have a child secretary. In the adults, you have an adult teacher, an adult secretary, an adult greeter, and an adult group captain. Now, each Sunday school department, and I brought one with me, has a Sunday school basket. This is it. This is all set up over in the chapel. Now, this particular basket has four types of visits. It has visitors, prospects, absentees, and decisions. Now, get this now. The superintendent in the children's department and the adult teacher in the adult department have the responsibility to make sure their basket is taken care of every week. That's your responsibility. By the way, we have visitation meeting on Wednesday night at 6:45, and if you're a teacher, you said you'd be there. Getting quiet. Come on. This is where we try to keep you motivated and so on. This basket is the responsibility of that Sunday school department's leader. But it's made in such a way that they will need help. It's just like a bus route. There will be weeks when they might have two visits and visitors, one visit and prospect. They might have 10 absentees, and they might have two that were saved this week. That one leader can't do all that. So how are we going to get the job done? How are we going to do it? We do it by them recruiting help from the other positions and then recruiting help from the class itself. For instance, this is the home builder's basket. This is my basket. This is the young married couples that I teach, and I have this same basket. If my class is functioning right, I have group captains. I have a secretary. I have greeters. They're not all in place yet, but I'm working on all this, and myself. Now, for this to function right, I need to have my leaders under me to be helping me with this basket, and then in turn, they're helping to reach out and grab other people in the class and say, listen, I'm going visiting. Why don't you go with me? I'm saying the way you get the job done is you get as many people involved as possible to help you with those particular visits. And when you do that, the job is fulfilled, and it's set up in such a way that if you happen to come a week and your entire basket is done, you don't have any more visits to take, then you just go right over to the other visits. You can help a bus route that week. You can pick up the telephone that week. You can visit shut-ins that week. There's other things to do. I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail. But it's set up in such a way that you can do something every week for the glory of God. But find your section. Now notice under these sections so far, the asterisk. If the Lord burdens you for this section of the wall, the leader in that particular section will contact you later with further information. Now, flip the page. Section number 3. Door-to-door visitation. Acts 5:42, daily in the temple in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 20:20, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. Now, this particular outreach ministry is an attempt to make sure that every home in our area is given the opportunity to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord has made it clear that every person is to be given the gospel. Every person, he wants to be given the gospel. One of the ways to do this is by going door to door, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, again, the more people who get involved in this ministry, the more doors will be knocked on in a given amount of time. Now, with this particular ministry, we are conducting a religious survey. There is a survey that I put together. We're calling it survey and saturation is what we're calling it. We're trying to survey every home, and we're trying to saturate every home with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you feel like God wants you to do this ministry, the way it works is you will take a notebook that Brother Harry Vickers is working on, and that particular notebook is so many doors in a specific place, a specific geographical place. You will keep that notebook until you've knocked on every one of those doors and surveyed those homes. As you survey them, you turn the surveys back into us. And if you happen to survey somebody who is lost, this survey is put together in such a way that if you're not comfortable giving the gospel, Then you turn that survey in, we give it to our trained soul winners, they go back into that home and try to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you are trained in soul winning and you are comfortable giving the gospel, then whenever you're going through the survey, when you get to the point, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? If they say no, then you can take it right there, try to lead them to Christ right then and right there. This particular survey is made where anybody can do it. Teenagers can do this. No doubt about it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can go to the door and knock on the door. By the way, the reason I say anybody can do it is because nobody has any excuses when it comes to door-to-door work. Because first of all, it is biblical. Secondly, I'm a stutterer. This is one of the ministries where I was scared to death to get involved in, but it's one of the greatest ministries that I've been involved in. The devil tries to put in my mind, you're a stutterer, boy. You knock on that door, they're going to come to you, you're not even going to be able to get your name out of your mouth. Honestly. And he's called me to pastor Buffalo Ridge. I know what you're thinking. Good night if he wasn't a stutterer. How good. Not how long would he speak then if he wasn't a stutterer. You know? What am I saying? I'm saying it's not what you think you can do. It's what the Lord has told you to do. And when he tells you to do it, if God lays it on your heart, then you trust him and he'll help you get the job done. This could be the section that God wants you to get involved in. I'll say this. This survey that we have tested in the past is the greatest thing I have ever come across in locating prospects. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Let me tell you how it came about. I was listening to Curtis Hudson on tape. And Curtis Hudson, who's now with the Lord, he just in passing said, you know when our teenagers do a survey, and he went on. God planted that in my mind. And I put a survey together. We've tried it. Brother Bob and I have gone out and tried it. And it locates prospects. You know what it does? As soon as you knock on the door, they answer. You say, hello, my name's Jody. This is my wife, Becky. We are in the area from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, and we're doing a brief religious survey. We wonder, may we ask you a few questions? Now, if they say no, thank you, you say, God bless you. Hand them a bag because we're trying to saturate. You see what I'm saying? Thank you for your time. God bless you. But as soon as they say, sure, go ahead, their guard comes down. It's amazing. Because they know it's not confrontational. You're not there inviting them to church. You've told them we're doing a brief religious survey to see how we can be a better service to our area. May we ask you some questions? And as soon as they say yes, it's like, and you start asking, and they start answering. And it's amazing the answers you get. When I would sort through these surveys, it'd be stuff like this. Are you in church faithfully? No. What denomination are you? Baptist. How do you go to heaven? You get baptized. In our area. You know what that does? That locates prospect. Maybe that's the section God wants you to get involved in. Section number 4, discipleship. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. The Lord wants us to reach them, then he wants us to teach them. There's no doubt about this. This outreach ministry is an attempt to disciple new converts in the truths of the Word of God, in order that they will in turn go out and use what they've been taught to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord desires for an individual who has been saved by His grace to be trained to help them become all the Lord wants them to become. By the way, I've got a burden. This is something else, and I'll bring this up again. But I would love to see our folks taking the lessons that they learn on Sunday and reteaching them during the week. Have y'all own a business? Would you raise your hand? You own a business and you have people under you. Would you raise your hand? It'd be great. I know you can't force them to do this, but it'd be great for you to take the Sunday school lessons, have a Bible study at lunch, and just invite your coworkers to come, your employees to come. You can't force them, but you can invite them. And listen, you might have the personal opportunity to take the lesson that you were taught on Sunday and reteach it to them, and they trust Christ as their Savior. That's a great ministry. Another thing that we can do under this is teach our children to take the lessons home and teach it to their mom and daddy. Can you imagine the bus kids going home and saying, Mom, I want to teach you what I learned Sunday? Can you imagine that? Are you listening to me? Some of these moms will listen to Junior. They'll never listen to me. But they can take the lesson that they learned in 6th grade, 5th grade, 3rd grade, 1st grade, and go home and say, Mommy, can I just share with you what my Sunday school teacher shared with me? Are you listening? There's no telling how God could use something like that. Discipleship. Now, for our discipleship ministry, we have written a book. It's called Stepping in the Light. This is a copy of it right here. Currently, Brother Nathan Foran is teaching this class on Sunday mornings. I want to get away from that. Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to put somebody over the ministry because Nathan and his wife and his family are getting ready to start hitting the road. What I'd like to do is put somebody over that ministry. I've already got somebody in mind. You wonder if it's you, don't you? But the fact of the matter is, I'd like to put somebody over that ministry and then people sign up to say, I'll tell you what, if somebody trusts the Lord, I'll take them through that book. It's a 9-week series. And it's written in such a way that you can have one-on-one time with these converts. You walk through this book with them, one lesson a week. You are discipling them. You are training them. You're answering their questions. And folks, it gets them used to come to church, all these other kind of things. It holds them accountable. What I'm saying to you is God is pleased with us reaching them, but then he's also commanded us to teach them. Now, what are we trying to teach them? How to go out and reach others. That's how it's what we're teaching them. We're teaching them how to go out and do the same thing as somebody's just done with them. Now, let me say this. I have a couple of different things in my mind. One thing that I've thought about is trying to get people into the home. Secondly, I would not mind, and there's a church in California that does this, I would not mind to go to a Wednesday night program in this. There's a church in California, Paul Chappell's Church, Lancaster, I believe is the name of it. And what they do is they have their one-on-one discipleship class during the service on Wednesday night. Those disciplers are with their disciplees. While I'm preaching in here, they're being one-on-one led through the discipleship course. If we go that way, anybody can get involved in it. A bus captain can help us with that. A Sunday school teacher can help us with that. You see what I'm saying? Because you're already here anyway. If we go that direction, I'll let you know in the future. A lot of it depends on how many people sign up for that particular section of the wall. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of it depends on that. But if you feel like this is the part of the section, even if you're a Sunday school teacher or a bus captain or you're involved in another section, if you would not mind to help train somebody, if it's like on a Wednesday night, you see what I'm saying? If it doesn't take you away from your other section. If you want to do that, then you can sign up for that as well. Now, but if you sign up for it, it doesn't mean you're committing to it. It just means you're saying, I'm interested in this. I'd like to learn more about it. Okay? Am I making sense to you what I'm saying? If we go to that kind of an outreach, discipleship on Wednesday night, what's it do? It gets these new converts used to coming on Wednesday night. And whenever they graduate, they just come straight into the service and we march on. That's a great ministry right there, folks. And that would be a great section of the wall for you to get involved in. Section number 5, quickly, is the telephone visitation. Notice I'm saying visitation, visitation, visitation. This is an outreach ministry that people can get involved in to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you realize that the telephone can be used to survey area residents using a provided survey script? By the way, I've already checked on all this. It's all legal. We're not selling anything. You see what I'm saying? It's not like a telemarketing thing that we're doing. We're just surveying. And you realize that we can literally go door to door by telephone? Do you realize that? Now here's what I'm saying. The telephone can be used to help us do a door to door ministry. On top of that, the telephone can be used to help reach the basket. Now, the telephone does not take the place of a visit, which means that if you're a Sunday school teacher, you ought to be visiting. You're a bus captain, you ought to be visiting. You ought to make visits, but on top of that, you could put somebody over these visits, and as you visit them, somebody else in the class is calling them that week. This is a great ministry. Who do you think I've got in mind here? Shut-ins. Elderly people who cannot get out on visitation like they used to. Now, listen, I'm not there yet, but I guarantee I'll get there because I've had 3 surgeries on my left knee. I've got arthritis in that left knee. And later on, unless the Lord just really helps me, I'm going to get feeble and feeble and feeble and feeble because of that knee right there. I can't imagine right now how frustrating it must be for somebody who's been on visitation for years, but now you just can't get out the way you used to. Now what are we going to do? Say, well, you're washed up. Just pray God calls you home. Ridiculous. Hogwash. Let me tell you a great ministry you can get involved in, the telephone. Amen. I'm telling you, God has put things at our fingertips to get the gospel out that we can use. We've used this in the past. You know one lady who has worn the telephone out for us? Miss Louise Curley. She has been doing this door-to-door survey for many, many, many months. And God has used her to locate prospects. I'm saying this is a great section of the wall. Now, this does not take the place of visitation. You understand what I'm saying. But this is a great section that maybe somebody could get involved in. Turn to the last page here with me. We might go a little bit over tonight. I hope you'll forgive me. But the last section is target visitation. Now, there's no doubt that different people are at different stages of life. When it's possible, we want to minister to these different stages, these different targets, if you will, by aiming at their particular target and trying to reach them. In other words, there are different targeted groups of people that we can get the gospel to and in turn teach them to give it to others. Some of these targeted groups would be new move-in visits. We purchase a new move-in list every month. Not a one of them are getting busy. We're sending letters out, but we have no workers to get into the homes. Another targeted group would be nursing home residents. Do you realize that there are lost people in the nursing homes? That's a targeted group. They can't get out. They're in a nursing home. That's a targeted. You understand by targeted group what I mean? It's a targeted group of people. It's a certain type of people. And why not have a nursing home ministry where we're going to these nursing homes and try to reach these elderly people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Another targeted ministry would be the hospital visitation. I have a burden for retired men. Retired men. And maybe their wives. Here's a great ministry for you to pray about. Visiting the hospitals. You have to be careful going in and going door to door. That's not what I'm saying. But here's what I recommend. You could get a list of those who were visiting in the hospitals anyway and do what I try to do, and that is whenever you're walking up that particular hallway, you're constantly looking indoors, looking indoors, looking indoors. I'm looking for a man in that room. If there's a lady in that room, I'm not going in it, okay? But if there's a man in that room by himself, I'm targeting them, and I'm walking up, I say, okay, And sometimes I'll just go like this. Yeah, that's a man. Okay, I'll stick my head in and say, hello, my name's Jody Jenkins. I'm pastor of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Do you mind if I step in and have a word of prayer with you? Now, unless they are as hard as a rock, they'll say, sure, come on in. A lot of people, they are very soft at that time. And when you walk in and say, you know, right before I pray, do you mind if I ask you a question? Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. What a ministry that would be for some people. Amen. That's a targeted group. Something else would be the deaf ministry. Something else would be special needs children. We have three people right now who's approached me saying, I've got an interest in that group. We're working on it. We're trying to get it organized. We're trying to learn about it. We're trying to do all these kind of things. And all I'm saying to you, hey, you take a special needs child. Let me just ask this. Have you all know somebody that has a special needs child? I'm talking about whether it be Down syndrome, they're in a wheelchair, some kind of a special need. How many of you all know somebody like that? Would you raise your hand? Look at that. Look at that. More than likely, not guaranteed, but more than likely, those families go to church nowhere. Why? They have nothing for their kids. You see what I'm saying? If we could come up with something here, God helping us, where we can help those children, it helps that mom and dad come to church. And wouldn't it be great if the mom and daddy are lost? I'm not saying that's great, but if they are lost, that they would walk the aisle, because our church has that burden, and we're offering that for their children, and they're able to come and hear the gospel and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. Targeted group. Another targeted group would be area college students. Now notice this, there are many more targeted groups we could list. Many more of them. This is just a sample beginning of what we'd like to do. Now if the Lord burdens you with any section of this wall, any section, there's six of them, any section, what we're going to ask you to do, you don't have to turn this in tonight, but there is a connected piece of paper on the back. It's a card. If you'll notice that, What it has is your name, your address, phone, email. Please check any of the following hours that you have an interest in learning more about. Notice you're not signing up to do it. You're just saying, I've got an interest in that. I feel like God may be calling me to that section. If you'll put your name, that information, and check it, turn it in. I'm going to give you a chance to do this tonight, but you don't have to. If you'll notice at the bottom of it, please complete a card in the Striving Together box located. It's already out there. That Striving Together box is already out there in the lobby. If you want to go home and pray about this, share it with your mate, talk about it, and say, honey, what do you think God wants us to get involved in? And bring it back. Put it in the box. When you do that, somebody will contact you in the very near future just to give you more information about how that ministry functions, how it works, and how you can get involved in that ministry. Now, I'm just about done. Stay with me. I'm right where it's bold. Look at it. Last page. Page 4, right in the middle, where it's bold type. As we've come to the end of this packet, please know this is only the outreach. Now, I've got weekly outreach, but I'm just saying the outreach wall of this church. In other words, the work that goes on outside the walls of this local assembly in order to get the gospel to the residents of our area. Now, it's truly our desire to have each one of God's children in this local church involved in this vital ministry, in order to help fulfill the Great Commission given many years ago by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Notice, will you accept the challenge and get involved? If your answer is yes, please fill out the Striving Together Outreach Ministry card. That's connected to your packet. And it's also located in the lobby, just in case you lose that. We've already got these extra cards out there. And place it in the Striving Together box located in the lobby. You should be contacted soon thereafter with further instructions. Now notice, along with the weekly outreach, this is what I've got, these six sections here. There will also be occasional seasonal outreaches, but this is for anybody can get involved in these seasonal outreaches, okay? That's why I didn't put it as a separate section of the wall, because the sections of the wall are those six sections, but then as we have a seasonal outreach, like Vacation Bible School, and I don't care what section you're working on, you ought to help us with Vacation Bible School. You see what I'm saying? It's a seasonal outreach. Things like neighborhood Bible clubs, what's that? In the summer months, I'd love to get people to say, I'll host a neighborhood Bible club. You know what that means? That means we come into your neighborhood, we knock your neighborhood, we're locating children and families, and we have a backyard Bible club in your yard. And we're trying to get the gospel in your neighborhood. You say, Jody, you're crazy. Thank you. Thank you. Things like truth Bible clubs that happen. That's our public school Bible clubs. Sporting events, sport camps, parades, vacation Bible school, mission trips, Bristol Race Track Distribution, Appalachian Fair Booth. These are things that you can get involved in no matter what you're doing. Okay? You ought to get on the wall, which is one of those six sections. And then as we offer the seasonal outreach, you can reach out and help us with that as well. Okay? Now, I almost said, are there any questions? But I'm going to retract that, because that is very dangerous. And let me just simply say this. There will be no new ministry started. Now, Sunday school visitation has already started. Bus visitation has already started. But there will be no new ministry started, like the targeted groups, such as special needs children, things like that. None of that will be started until we have leadership in position. We have a good number of people who are interested in giving their heart and life to that ministry. We have them trained. We know what we're doing. We launch it, and then we go for it. Which means that some of these things, it may take years to start. But wouldn't you like to be part of a church that's actively going after people? We're going after folks. And I need your help. Will you get involved? I want you to bow your head with me just a moment. Close your eyes. We should be out of here in about 5 or 10 minutes. Father, help us now. May you help people to understand what's been given. That this is not the inreach, it's the outreach. Help us to get involved. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. I do not want to ever bypass the main thing, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? As they play through softly, as soon as they get prepared, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Have you trusted Christ? Are you a Christian? Is there one here tonight say, Jody, would you pray for me? You're talking about outreach. You're talking about reaching people with the gospel. And I'm concerned that I'm one of those ones that need to be reached. you say, Jody, pray for me. Is there anybody like that? Would you raise your hand? Anybody at all? I'm looking. My eyes are certain. Let me ask you this question. Have you say, Jody, this is the church where I feel God would have us. And as of right now, I am not on that wall. Now, please don't feel bad about this. It just could be that you just didn't even know what was available. I'm talking about these six sections. Bus visitation, Sunday school visitation, door-to-door visitation, discipleship, telephone visitation, Target visitation. You say, Jody, I am currently not on that wall. But I want to let you know along with the Lord that I want to get on. I want to get on. You're not committing to a certain section. You may not even know what the section is. But you say, Jody, would you pray with me that I will allow the Lord to give me the strength to get on the wall? If that's you, be an honest person. Would you be honest? You're not currently on the wall. I'm talking about the outreach wall now. But you want to be. You really want to be. Maybe say, Jody, that's me. Would you be honest? Would you raise your hand? Be an honest person. You say, that's me. I'm not on it. I want to be. If you got your hand raised, I want you to lower it just a moment, but I want you to look at me. I don't do this a lot. You put your hands down, but I want you to look right up here at me. But I'm doing it because there's so many of you. And let me say this to you. All I want you to do is go home, and I want you to pray about it. I want you to take this home, and I want you to meditate and pray over these six sections. And I want you to take that card and say, God, what do you want me to do? Now understand, if you check something on that card, that does not mean that you're signing up for that ministry. All it means is that you say, I have an interest in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's all it's doing. And all I'm saying to you is this. If you who are looking at me right now, if you will get on the wall, there is no telling what will happen before it ends. There's no telling. Do you understand what I'm asking you to do? I'm going to ask all of you, if you wouldn't mind to do this in just a moment, don't feel pressure. But I'm going to ask all of you to start your seeking the Lord now. In just a moment, I'm going to sing, and I'm going to ask you to respond. Come to this altar and say, God, would you show me and my family what you want us to do? And He will. He will. He will. He really will. Because He's already got a will for your life. And He wants to show you what it is. Let's all stand together. Shall we, Father, take it? Help us now in Jesus' name. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. Brother Gary's singing. You just looked at me a minute ago. I want to ask you and your family to leave your place and come to the altar. Would you come down? Come down. Say, God, show me. Show me what you want me to do. He'll show you. He'll show you. He'll show you. I'm trying to lead you. I'm not trying to push you, I'm trying to lead you. There's a big difference. And I want to challenge you tonight. Can you just imagine what will happen if just this group at the altar says, God, I'm getting on the wall? That's exciting. And I'm excited to death about it. And if you're on the wall, look here, please. I salute you. God bless you. And I realize there are several people here tonight. You're visiting the church. This is new to you. You don't even know possibly, you know, exactly everything that we're talking about. That's why it's a unique situation. And that's why I'm telling you, this is not for you if you're just visiting. This is for our people who feel like this is what God has for them. This is the church God wants them to be a part of. And if God leads you here, He's also got a place on the wall for you. And He wants you to help us reach people with the gospel. Not about it. Brother Gary's going to sing another verse. If you're through praying, you can go back to your seat as he sings. Here we go.
He will.